Log Talk Radio.
Give me your, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, who you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
Monday, July the 15th. Yeah, we up on here. Yeah, it's your boy, Wayne Benitez. Yeah, we got a guest for y'all tonight. Yeah, she hailing from the Midwest. She making a name in a lot of indie fans up there, you know what I mean? So let's give a round of applause for Casey Lothar. Hey, welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor to have you up on here tonight. From all your busy scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were you ever a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh yeah, I when I was growing up, when I was younger, I was never like a huge wrestling fan. I only like watched it a little bit. For some reason, when I watched it, I think my mom didn't really let me watch it that much. I don't know why. I actually don't even remember. But I didn't actually become like an like obsessed wrestling fan until I was about 12, 13 area, and that's when, you know, I decided that I wanted to do this for a living. So
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And who were your trainers?
My trainer was Truth Martini up here in Michigan. He's based out of his school is in Centerline, House of Truth, Centerline, Michigan. It's right outside of Detroit.
Yes, Truth Montini, the manager in Ring of Honor.
Yep.
Definitely heard good things about him, about his school also. Excellent school.
Oh, yeah, very excellent. I learned the best from him, and he's honestly the best guy to go for with anything, any advice that I have. He's the first guy that I ever go to, so he usually gives me some really good advice, and not only does he give me really good advice, he gets me, like, you know, he gets me booked at some shows, too, and, like, you know, helps me out a little bit. So that's always really cool.
And you currently also working for AIW, Girls Night Out?
Yep.
Definitely another good indie promotion.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And what is your opinion on working with Allison Kay?
Oh, she's tough. She is definitely tough. She's a really nice girl. She really is. Working with her was, honestly, compared to, like, working with other girls, she was probably one of the easiest to work with. She's really built and really tall and everything, so we could work a lot of things out and we could plan a lot of things. So the match that I had with her at AIW was really short, and I really hope in the future that we have, like, another, like, nice, you know, spaced out match between me and her, definitely.
And how about Luscious Latasha, working with her also?
Oh, she's really nice. I really like her a lot. Working with her was, again, kind of, it was you know, nice and easy match. Oh, that was so long ago. That was actually a couple of years, like, I think a year ago I worked with her. Yeah, she was really nice. Me and her worked really well with each other. Right before I wrestled her, I heard that she went to Japan and all this stuff, and that kind of inspired me that I kind of wanted to go to Japan too and everything. So I learned a lot from her. And I learned a lot from her and Allison Kay, for that matter, you know, working with the both of them. It's really good to, like, know, wrestle different, like, styles between the two, you know, so I learn, you know, a lot of things, and definitely things that I would want to do in the future, too, you know?
Right. And they both also, here in the Northeast, working with WSU also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I never worked there, though.
Right. But you one day will have your eyes on it, though, also.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I look forward to it.
And who will you like to work in the ring in the future?
I really want to work with Mia Yim. I feel like I would have learned so much from her. She does a lot of elaborate things, and I feel like she would teach me a lot, you know, working with her. And
right.
I just think it would be fun. Really.
Yeah, she's definitely a good worker also.
Oh, definitely.
She wrestled with men and females.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely also she learned more also in the Japan dojo and working with Reina, Drew, also in Japan.
Yeah, definitely. I look up to stuff like that. You know, things like that is kind of like my inspiration to, like, do better and, you know, climb up that ladder for sure.
Right. And what do you think about promotions like Shimmer and Shine?
I really want to work for them. When I first got started, one of the guys that actually worked for Shimmer, he was a ref. he wanted me to send, you know, my stuff in to Shimmer, and I've only been in the business for like 3 months. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting to hear anything back, but at the same time, I was really hoping. But, you know, it's, I'm only 20 years old, so like, I have like my whole career ahead of me to definitely, you know, work to those, you know, big promotions for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely, you're definitely a baby when it comes to this business.
I am a baby. This is true. Yeah.
And do you have any interest in promotions like, I already said WSU, and well, there's also Magnificent Ladies of Wrestling?
I've only heard very little of that one,
right.
But to be honest with you, I would wrestle anywhere. To be honest, I'm like trying to broaden my horizons, and I really want to wrestle anywhere that I can, like all over the country. You know, I don't really want to stay in like the Midwest, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, I would totally love to like work in Memphis, and I'm working in Texas next week, and I just want to really broaden my horizons, just wrestle wherever I can, you know. Definitely since
right.
I'm so young, you know.
Right. And that's where also workers like Bobby Hayden hails from. And there's tons of indie women also in over there in Texas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and ROH?
I've watched a little bit of ROH for sure. My trainer works for them, so I watch a little bit of ROH. When it comes to WWE and TNA, I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, just a little bit. I watched a little bit of Money in the Bank last night. I haven't really watched any of the WWE or TNA women's wrestling lately, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, I really need to. I just, Mondays have been hectic for me, and I record
right.
it, every week to make sure, like, whenever I do have time, sit down and watch it, so.
Yeah, definitely. Gail Kim had a good match and a ladder match on Impact last week.
Mm-hmm.
With Tiffany that that used to be in WWE. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, turned to Terrell. She definitely improved her in-ring work.
That's awesome.
Yes. But I would like to see more women's matches in both companies, TNA and WWE.
Yeah, for sure. I would like to see a lot of those too. I just, what I've learned being in the business for about 2 years now, compared to like, you know, the Fed with, you know, women's wrestling and then indies women's wrestling, with indies women's wrestling, excluding TNA, of course, there's so many like women that are like all different shapes and sizes. Like, I didn't even know there were so many like different types of women that are wrestling when I came into the business. Like, there are big women, there's small women, there's black women, there's yellow women, there's so many types of like, you know, versions of women wrestling, and it's great, you know, it's really great to see that. You know, it gives a lot of us hope, definitely, you know, since they're really, really good, and it's always good to be, like, different, you know, it always brings the fans, you know, keep coming or whatever.
Right. And I just hope the big two realize that it's not all about the Barbie doll type, it's all types of sizes.
Right, right. That's, you know, that's what my mom always says. I like
right.
all types of sizes kind of deal, you know. Like, even though, like, being in shape and looking like a Barbie doll may get you money, but, you know, you got to learn how to work, too, you know.
Right.
You got to know how to work in the ring.
But I think WWE is going to improve on that since Triple H is more and more in charge.
Oh, okay.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, since he's going to be the one that's taking Vince Strong when he's stepped down, and he's also responsible for the hirings, and now with this new dirty facility down in NXT, state of the art and everything, and he looking to sign over close to 100 developmental workers,
mm-hmm.
and I see it's going to be a change, and he's going to add more women's wrestling instead of, you know, get rid of the name Diva. I see that probably
right.
Out the door maybe in the next couple years.
Right, right. I actually heard probably like, I want to say maybe like 5 or 6 months ago that one of my favorite wrestlers getting into the business, Cesaro Del Rey, got signed to the WWE. I don't know if that was a rumor or if it was true. I don't know. But I really hope she did because that would be amazing. Because she is stacked. She's definitely stacked. She's an amazing worker.
Right. And she's one of the, she's also training women there also.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'd rather see her also on TV.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, working with the likes of, you know, AJ and Natalya.
Mm-hmm. That would be a really good match for sure.
Right. And I just want to see them, you know, to have more time, give them more in-ring time.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever have interest in going overseas, also to Europe and Japan?
Oh yeah, of course, always. I just need to get a passport. That's the only thing that's really holding me back right now. I just really need to get a passport. I've been really sketchy on money lately, and passports are really expensive, so I gotta work on that.
Yes, they just have so many. Companies in the UK and Japan also, and
oh, yeah.
even women's a women's promotion also.
I know I hear about it all the time, and I hear, you know, women going over there all the time, and I really want to go really bad. I just got to get that passport.
Right. And do you also work with any other companies in the Midwest?
I worked for WAR a couple times out of Lima, Ohio. It was only a small part, but I was at Ring of Honor on Thursday, and I was Sister Sherry to the Machismo King for the Night of Hoopla show that was in Chicago on Thursday. So that was a lot of fun, and I learned so much being there too. So that was a really good time. Up here in Michigan, I work, my home promotion is XICW up here in Michigan. So, yeah.
Yes, I see you actually also staying busy during the weekends, doing a lot of bookings for indies.
Yep. I just worked for LSC out of Middletown, Ohio, the past weekend. And I worked with Heather Owens. So that was, I always love working with her. And she's definitely not a woman to reckon with. She's a tough one. So, and I always learned so much working with her too. So that was, it was a bunch of fun.
Right. And you actually is a valet also.
Oh yeah, I valet too from time to time.
And I seen you also working with the men also.
Yeah, I trained with men, to be honest with you. I trained with men, and I work with men, but a lot of promotions don't really allow that. So
Right. Lately
I haven't really had a match with a guy. Last time I honestly had a match with a guy was like roughly a year ago, I want to say. It's been a long time.
And I noticed that doink, one of the doinks, someone on the doink clown face, not the one that passed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from XICW. He's Drunk the Clown.
Yes. What do you like most, being a heel or a face?
Heel is really fun. Every time I work as a heel, I always hear good things, you know, like opposed to being, you know, working a baby. But whenever I work heel, everybody's like, oh, my God, Casey, you're such a good heel, blah, blah, blah. And plus, you know, it's a lot funner than that. I don't know, making people hate you is, I feel, easier and funner than, you know, being, you know, working as a baby where, you know, I am just a generic baby when I work as a baby. I just, you know, go on, come on, guys, you know, the generic fire and all that. When, you know, I work as a heel, I have, like, my own little thing, you know, and I think that's why I like it the most compared to being a baby.
Yes, definitely the mean girl.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that, you know, I'm actually a really nice girl and you know, beyond professional wrestling. Just being a mean girl is fun.
Right. And do you see, are your plans are to go to the big companies in the future?
Yeah, definitely. But my ultimate goal is to just do this for a living. You know, whether if I'm doing indie or, you know, I'm in, you know, or if I'm in the big time, I just want to do this for a living. You know, I don't want to, like, do this and have, like, you know, two other jobs on the side, like what I'm doing now. You know, I just want to do this and this only for a living. You know, that's all.
Yes, do you have any upcoming shows do you want to plug or any other?
I have a show next week in Austin, Texas that I'll be at. I actually, hopefully no one kills me for this, but I actually forgot the promotion. I have the worst memory in the world right now. But it's next weekend. And actually the week after that, I'm doing a customs that's based out of Dallas. It's women of wrestling. Hold on one second. Sorry.
No problem.
Queens of Wrestling, actually. It's called Queens of Wrestling. And I'm pretty sure we're actually done with taking orders right now. I think the deadline was yesterday. But I think we have a website. It's www.queensofwrestling.com. If they want to go online and see if there's any future dates, if they want to, like, you know, make any matches or whatever for future dates, because I know they have, like, future dates on there for sure that they can go on and make and custom match. It's this one is with me and Leva Bates, and Athena is going to be at this one.
Yeah, definitely good work as Athena in the
Texas
area.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that one's going to be fun. There's another show that's actually going to be up here in August. It's XBW. It's an all-girls promotion. Jamie D is supposed to be there, and former WWE diva Jillian Hall is also supposed to be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It's August 24th at in Kingball Township, Michigan, at the Knights of Columbus. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, a lot of good workers that you can work with also.
I know, right? I'm super excited. The past, like, year for me has been, like, a complete, like, dream, I kind of want to say, because I've met so many wrestlers growing up, you know, and I've learned so much, you know. Like, Thursday I met Maria, because she was at Ring of Honor, and she was such a sweetheart, and we didn't actually get to, you know, like, work a match with each other, but we were in the same match. She was reffing. It was Jay Lethal and Delirious, and she was reffing their match, and I was as on the side as a manager. So that match was super fun, and I got to learn so much. So it's a ride. It's definitely a ride.
Right, and she's definitely a cool lady to talk to, Maria.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
She's really
and
cool.
She actually learned so much from the business also.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's see, what do you think of Women of Honor and Ring of Honor?
I think it's awesome, and I kind of, like, want to be a part of it. Like, I really actually want to be a part of it. I sent Ring of Honor some of my matches, seeing if they look through it, and because, you know, they're always looking for women, so I sent them, like, my matches and stuff today and see if they can look over it and get back to me and whatnot. But I think it's awesome. I love Mischief. I really want to work with her in the future as well. I've seen she worked a tag team match on Thursday when I was there, and it was a really, really, really good match. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely a character.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Vita Scott is also get more improved also.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's improved. She's awesome. she's really awesome, and she's been to Japan as well, right?
Right.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely a really good worker. No, me and Beta Scott, we've been at the same shows with each other, but we have not worked with each other yet. So.
Right.
Hopefully that can, you know, happen sometime soon.
And do you have also anything else to plug?
Honestly, no. That's about it. I am actually going by the name now, Casey Warfield. I actually now have a fan page on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/Casey Warfield. You know, so if you want to go online and like it, that'd be great.
And you are also now a member of our Wrestling It Factor group page.
Awesome.
Yes, you can plug anything, your upcoming shows, or maybe interact with any of the fans or any other people associated with Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. You can come back anytime to our show. It was nice having you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime to do anything.
Right.
The rant, rave, or whatever.
Thank you so much.
And you have a nice night.
You too.
Okay. That was the talented Casey Lawson, everybody. We are running out of time. Your host, Wayne Benitez, wishing y'all a good night. You can contact us at our group page at Wrestling It Factor on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio to listen to all our archives, including this one right here. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. I'm out, everybody.